afternoon, the Exotics Fit. This is Carrie speaking.
Hey, Carrie. This is Lilla O'Keefe. I don't know if you remember us. We've been in like 10 times this year at this point.
Yes.
One of my other birds today has started vomiting clear, like some clear, and he's just vomited it quite a few times.
Okay. What type of bird are we talking about?
Quaker.
Quaker, okay. Are we still bright and alert?
He's a little bit lethargic, but he's still like he's still nipping and he's still able to fly. So he's not super lethargic, but a little bit less than usual there.
Certainly. Okay. Well, I can definitely get you in at 4 o'clock this afternoon if you're wanting to come in today. To get Dr. Brock to have a look and see what's going on.
I don't know if we will be able to make it in today. Is it possible that we could book in for like first thing tomorrow or as early as possible tomorrow?
Yeah, I've got a 9:30 I can do tomorrow.
9:30?
Yeah. Have we seen this little one here before?
9:30. No, but I think he should be on file.
He should be on file? Okay.
Yeah.
Double check. What's his name?
Blue. Sorry, they're going crazy right now.
No, that's okay. All right. Well, I'll pop him in on at 9:30 tomorrow.
Okay.
For Dr. Brock.
Is there anything that we should do in the meantime if he's vomiting?
Like, without knowing exactly what's going on,
yeah.
No, just keep an eye on him. Make sure he's in minimal stress, basically. Just food,
water.
I'll probably keep him in his enclosure if he does free range just so that you can monitor him, make sure he's away from drafts or anything like that, keep him nice and warm at night, which isn't a problem at this time of year. And then we'll see him tomorrow. If the vomiting worsens, then that's obviously ideal to see him sooner. But
call you.
He hasn't got into anything that he shouldn't have that you know.
No, and that's the thing, like literally nothing has changed. Like he hasn't eaten any different foods, nothing's changed in his cage, like he hasn't been having access to anything different.
Okay, but you said he's still he's a little bit quieter, but he's still
awake. Yeah. Like he's been sitting fluffed up a bit, but he's still alert if I try and, approach him.
Okay, well, I've got him in at 9:30. We'll see how he goes. But, yeah, definitely call us if he does deteriorate or anything like that.
Yeah.
I will just send you a questionnaire if you can just fill that out prior to coming in tomorrow.
Sure.
A bit of history about him. But,
all right.
We'll see you then tomorrow at 9:30.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you then.
All right. Bye.